It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Tuesday Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting, and we're going to recap the state girls track meet. For those who may not have heard, a state champion from Effingham, Isabella Keller from St. Anthony, won the 3,200-meter run as she came home with the state championship. Also, Brooke Kelm ran in that race from North Clay. She finished 19th overall. Congratulations to Isabella Keller on the win and to Brooke Kelm finishing 19th. Also, top results from the 1,600-meter run included Isabella Keller finishing 4th overall and her teammate Aubrey Denning of St. Anthony finishing 5th in the 1,600-meter. In the 1A 800-meter, Aubrey Denning also finished 4th overall from St. Anthony. And Reese Haney put together a great state tournament weekend, or state track meet weekend, that is. She finished 2nd overall in the long jump. She also was 4th in the 400 meters and finished in 8th in the 200 meters. So congratulations to freshman Reese Haney of St. Anthony on those results. Sydney Kinder of Newton finished 4th overall in the triple jump, and Ella Neals of Totopolis finished in 6th in the 1A triple jump competition up at state at EIU. Also in the pole vault, Cameron Martin and Carrison Martin. Carrison Martin finished 4th. Cameron Martin finished 5th from Newton. They both cleared 3.4 meters. Congratulations to those twins there as well. And the Newton 4x1 relay team finished 7th overall. Michaela McVicker, Morgan Schaefer, Sydney Kinder, and Stella Shackman. Also finishing 6th was the 4x2 relay team, and made up of the same girls, Michaela McVicker, Morgan Schaefer, Sydney Kinder, and Stella Shackman. Congratulations to them. That was all 1A track results from state. 2A track results saw Effingham's freshman Keegan Koenig finish 2nd overall in the shot put, as Keegan represented Effingham very well with that 2nd place finish in the shot put competition. Other Effingham competitors saw in the 2A high jump, it was Cameron Bergholz of Effingham finishing 16th overall. Pole vault preliminaries, Kylie Pryor just missed the finals. She finished tied for 14th overall. Also just missing the finals in the 800-meter run was Jessica Larson. She missed it by one spot, but she finished 13th overall. Emery Spicer of Effingham also ran the 800 meters and in the prelims finished in 21st. So congratulations to all those ladies at EIU over the weekend in state track meet competition. Also, Effingham did slip in a final tune-up before postseason yesterday as they took on Centralia, and the Hearts picked up a 13-2 six-inning victory. 13 runs, 14 hits, and an error for Effingham baseball. Centralia, 2 runs, 5 hits, and 3 errors in the loss, as homer for Braden Tucker and doubles for Brody Bame, Andrew Wagner, and Drew Traub, as well as Carter Braddy, had a couple of doubles to pace the offense. Braddy and Hayes and Tucker, Sechrist and Wagner all had 2 RBIs apiece on the day for Effingham. Pals Rosen, Busher, Flack all took to the mound for Effingham in that victory. So taking a look at today's sports schedule, it's a fairly busy one considering that the seasons are winding down. But at the softball Class 1A KZ Westfield sectional, it's Edwards County Albion taking on Windsor Stew Straws, that game at 4:30, followed by KZ Westfield and South Central, that game scheduled for 6:30 following the 4:30 game. We'll have both of those games as Windsor Stew Straws takes on Edwards County Albion at 4:30, so the pregame show around 4:15 should lead us right into South Central and KZ Westfield with a pregame show around 6:15. Those games both on KJ Country 102.3 tonight. Going to be keeping an eye on the Vandalia 2A sectional as Newton will play Gillespie in the 5:30 game, as that is the second game of the night. Columbia will take on Robinson in the opener at 4. Tolono Unity Sectional in 2A softball, as well as Tolono Unity won the Monticello Regional. They will take on Marshall, who edged to Topless 1-0 in extra innings in the T-Town Regional. That game gets underway at 4, and Macon Meridian and Normal U-High, the other matchup at Tolono Unity at 5:30. Class 3A Marion Regional softball gets underway with Marion and Heron at 4:30. Effingham will be paying attention to that, as that could be a potential opponent for the Hearts should they pick up a victory tomorrow in their regional opener. Also keep in mind, Effingham Park District League gets underway this evening with the Tomorrow Stars Quarry League action at 5:30 at Mike Sahe Field. Girls Prep Softball League at Community Parks West Diamond also gets underway at 4:30 today. In NBA action over the weekend, last night, as a matter of fact, the best game of the Western Conference semifinals, as Oklahoma City held on for a 128-126 victory over Minnesota. The Thunder now lead that series 3-1, heading back home for Game 5. And it was a win for Carolina over Florida, 3-0. Carolina now has a 3-1 lead in that series in hockey action. Schedule for tonight, it'll be New York at Indiana at 7 o'clock in NBA play, as that tips off there in Indianapolis, as Indiana has a 2-1 series lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals. And Edmonton has a 2-1 lead over Dallas, as it'll be Edmonton at Dallas in hockey this evening, puck dropping there at 7 o'clock. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Cubs defeated the Rockies by a score of 3-1. It was Baltimore defeating St. Louis by a score of 5-2. Those series continues tonight with St. Louis at Baltimore at 5:35, and Rockies will take on the Cubs this evening at 7:05. So that's a look at sports. Again, keep in mind, softball action this afternoon on KJ Country 102.3. Windsor Stew Straws in action today as they take on Edwards County Albion. First pitch at 4:30, pregame show at 4:15. We'll follow that up with KZ Westfield and South Central at 6:30. Pregame show probably around 6:15. We'll just have to see how long the first game takes, but we'll have both of them, Windsor Stew Straws and South Central's sectional softball semifinals from KZ Westfield tonight on KJ Country 102.3. That's a check of sports. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.